779256. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and misinformed bad guys.
Misinformation.
And re-educated individuals out there.
Reprogrammed. That's right.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday the 25th of... Actually, it's the 26th. I'm sorry. It's the 26th of March, 2012, and you have with you... Actually, it's not Friday, neither. It's Monday. Wow, this is, folks, let's just... Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Guys, that's as bad as spelling lawyer without a Y, or potato with an E. That was a bad intro.
No good.
We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And let me tell you what, folks, there's a lot of brains in other people's heads all across the country, the radio airwaves, incredible. The television airwaves, oh, incredible. I just went online and looked at some of the comments to my last letter.
Yeah.
The absolute ignorance and the arrogance and the God, really what it comes down to is godlessness.
That's right. No fear.
They are at war with God. End of story. Nothing to do with God. Mm-hmm. Dick, you were just talking about a presidential candidate right before the show here, and you had brought up the point that people would rather justify the individual or the atheist that wars against our American heritage, our Christian godly heritage, than to stand up against it.
That's right.
And it's pretty amazing to me, but it really is the facts, and facts are stubborn things.
Yes, it is.
And what? We ain't moving.
That's right. And our objective here is not justification of any man. It's justification of the principles that God has established, our country, our liberties, and he is who we serve. And if somebody's willing to acknowledge that and put their butt on the line for that, then we acknowledge that part of them. That's it. It's not a justifying of a man or a political system or anybody's ideology. It's a matter of justifying who the Bible is.
I mean, dude, it's like the atheist. That he's like the little fish that swims in the Pacific. I don't believe in water.
Yeah.
You know?
It's prove
like,
it.
Yeah, prove it. Exactly. It's like the fool that has said in his heart there is no God, Psalm 14:1.
Yeah.
And you look around, and it's like creation itself testifies of the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we have today is we have the scientist trying to discredit God while he is actually finding his findings through the creation that God created.
Yeah.
It's completely backwards, and it's absolutely foolishness to that very degree. You know what's also interesting is the other day, Jake, I brought this up yesterday, just kind of shifting gears a little bit because I'm a little agitated with some of these comments because I didn't think people in this country were that stupid, but they are. It's interesting, the other day I went into a restaurant and I listened to the music that was playing and I thought, boy, oh boy, is that lascivious or what? Licentious? Looked up on the television set, you know, and you go into restaurants today and everywhere you look, there's a television set right in front of your face. It's almost like, you know what, I'm just getting to the point where I don't even want to go out to eat anymore because the kids are sitting up there watching the basketball game or the baseball game or the football game, whatever the case is.
I can make a suggestion.
But isn't it interesting, the commercials that are played?
Yep.
You get these half-naked women, and I'm sitting there looking at this stuff, and I'm just thinking to myself, world, do you have anything new to offer? Oh, that's right, you don't. It's the same stuff, the pride of life, the love of the world, the lust of flesh, the pride of life. It's just the same thing, different day. It's really that ridiculous.
That's right.
Everything is the same thing. You go through Target, you go through the checkout lines at the grocery store. It's like, can you come up with something new?
No.
Sports Illustrated, what does a half-naked woman have to do with sports? Oh, we need to sell.
Or hot rod magazines.
There's a lot of guys out there, man, that are just dissatisfied, you know, and they gotta get their thrill somewhere. But isn't it interesting, folks, that when a preacher, just like us on the radio, you know, don't be pushing your morals on us.
That's right.
But folks, just stop and think about that for 1 second before you get agitated with the Word of God. First of all, he's the one that sent his son to die for you, number one. And number two is, why is it that the world pushes their immorality on us 24/7? And when a preacher stands up and speaks out against it, don't push your morality on me.
You're getting a little heavy on the God thing, aren't you?
Yeah, a little heavy there. You know, I don't like that flashlight, man.
Didn't Jesus say don't judge?
Yeah, man. Come on. You know, and isn't it interesting? All these atheists, they know all these scriptures, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they know those.
Yeah.
They're scholars.
Well, which, by the way, is not scriptural.
Yeah.
By the way, they know all the unscriptural scriptures in their
and the new translations of that new scripture.
Totally. But it's interesting, folks, that no matter where you go, immorality is being pushed down your throat 24/7.
World's pushing their message.
But you better not stand up and push yours.
Oh,
no, folks, I'm telling you, you better stand up and push yours. That's why you have immorality in this country.
It's so unbelievable that a guy, for example, Tim Tebow plays football. It's just an example. Gets traded to the New York Jets. Press conference. He's on a new team now.
Yeah.
So what are your views on moral issues like homosexuality?
What
does that have to do with football?
Yeah, no, let's start stomping on him right away. And you know what? I hope to God he stood up.
Yeah.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to join the agitation today, please do so. 1-877-807-9977. By the way, agitated for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons.
Agitation is good.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciates what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to throw this back over to Jake. He started talking right after the break in our segment there, the first one. And I said, dude, just kick this off for the people because this is exactly right.
Yeah.
So go ahead and spew.
So basically you'd brought the TVs in different places. And I went to a place last night, took my kids there. And I just told the lady, hey, shut this TV off because you don't need them on. Folks, when you're going to these establishments, get them shut off. It's not a family values thing. But the topic got brought up earlier about Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow goes and does a press conference for the New York Jets. Apparently he got traded. I don't know much about football. I didn't even know the New York Jets ever made the playoffs because when I used to follow it, they never did. But apparently he has all these great accomplishments in sports. And when I saw this guy talking, I'm just looking at him thinking, you can't even get mad at this guy. He's like a gigantic teddy bear.
Yeah.
He's just super nice. He's overly nice. And I'm not talking about like Bachman nice where she pours it on thick. I'm talking about like where he's just sincerely, genuinely.
Diplomacy?
Yeah. He's just genuinely, gosh, well, I really like your blouse today, miss. You know, and she's shredding him to pieces while she's interviewing him. But that's how he was. And they bring up the social issues to him in the middle of a press conference for a football game. What does that have to do with anything? I'll tell you what it does. They are at war with Christ, no matter what, no matter where, and their prejudice is clear.
Yes.
That's who they're at war with.
Let me ask you the question, Jake. Who's doing the attacking? I'm just curious.
Exactly. Yeah. Who's at the end of it? It's just like in the last school that we did where the students stood up and they had an anti-bullying person come in and talk to their school. The students who were the Christians that stood for positive or for moral values, for Christian values,
were under attack.
Yep. And one gal raised her hand up in her youth group and she said, I'd like to go tell the superintendent, we're the ones getting bullied here.
That's right.
We're talking about our kids now are being confused by the double standard that adults are sending, that the bullies who really are being emotionally tread on.
Yeah.
They're the bullies now, and then the opposite side, those that are doing the treading, are the ones being bullied. Baloney! This will definitely backfire, and I have so much hope.
Well, whatever they're saying, you can bet your bottom dollar they're doing just exactly what they're accusing you of doing.
It's the same thing with this deal going on with the gentleman who got, you know, the young boy that was shot, the young man in Florida.
Yeah.
The young guy got shot in Florida. There is no evidence out there. This guy has not even been arrested yet. But because, and this is exactly why, because the kid's black and because he's young, all of a sudden this other man is guilty. By the way, the other guy looks Hispanic. So he's Hispanic.
And they're trying to blame the whites.
And then they pull in, guess who? Reverend Jesse Jackson. He's going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because it's so important to get the water down to the woods.
Mr. Adulterer himself that wants to be MLK, but he just can't live up to par.
And he's likening this unto Emmett Till.
Yeah.
He's likening this unto Emmett Till.
Emmett Till was back in the, what was the...
Yeah, in the 50s, I believe.
He was just beaten by two white supremacists beyond recognition, and they threw him in the water because he whistled at a white woman.
That's right, for that
in Mississippi.
Reason. Yeah. It's just like Outkast coming up and having a song, Rosa Parks, and it's all about partying, and thinking they're going to tie their wagon onto what is good, and it's just like you see the gay movement tying their wagon onto what was good.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Truth can't... It doesn't...
Hey, by the way,
popped up.
Okay, no, by the way, I didn't mean to interject, but you got a couple thoughts going here with me. Let's go back to the situation in Florida where the Hispanic actually shot the black kid.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the parallel that they actually laid out for you in four
pictures.
Figures? Yeah, the pictures.
Yep.
The Hispanic guy's a real happy guy, and then they show his mugshot, right?
Yep.
And then when the media gets a hold of him, the way they distort it, they turn it completely backwards. They forgot to show you the young man, the young black man, was going around gangbanging.
Yeah.
But what they do is they take his young school picture and they put it out there with a big smile on his face, and they completely turn it backwards.
That's right. They're sending one message to you, and that's all it is. So you see who's clearly under attack and what the vendetta is of the media.
Yeah.
You know, going back to the Tebow thing and whoever you want to do. A great example is when you were just interviewed recently. We do high school assemblies. We help kids. We go into colleges. We talk about values. We talk about getting over addictions in your lifestyle and moving on, being responsible, our constitution. But guess what? When you get on the radio with the talk show host, what do you think about gay marriage? What?
Yeah, and you're being asked by gay reporters. So what do you think they're going for, folks? By the way, the situation in Florida, did you hear what the Black Panthers did?
Yeah, put out a bounty on the guy's head.
Is that incredible?
And Spike Lee's texted his or tweeted his home address like two times, I believe. This guy is not even arrested yet. He hasn't even been arrested yet. Put into jail.
I beg the question, Jake, since one of the Black Panthers now
good
becomes
guys?
A law.
Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre.
So the Black Panthers are putting a bounty on somebody's head that they don't have any evidence of as to why and what happened in the situation. What makes them any better than the guy that they're accusing of doing something bad? Nothing. We all know what the Black Panthers are about. So why doesn't the press jump on that and talk about how the Black Panthers... This obviously anti-human being organization, because that's what they are. They kill their own, too, folks. Don't get out there and just think the Black Panthers are against white. They're just like a gang. They kill their own. They're just like the mob. They kill their own. They'll fill their boots with cement and drop them in a river, like we just heard recently. This is what that organization does. Now they're putting a bounty on somebody's head, and they're getting play, and nobody's questioning their motives or their intent in what they're doing.
Well, we've seen that with the DOJ during voting when they were standing out there trying to intimidate people. But let's stay on topic here. You were talking about television when you took your family out, right?
Yeah.
Here's the modern day Psalm 23. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah. Though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now, David said in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Yet this is what you see on a daily basis. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
People gluing their eyes to the idol, television, and letting everybody else think for them.
And if it's not an idol, then why do all of your furniture in your rooms face that television, right?
Yeah.
Shut it off. You shouldn't have it in your TV. You don't have time as a Christian now to watch TV.
The question is what's good that's pouring out of the television set?
Nope.
That's the real question.
Yep.
Huh? Well, you never watch TV? No. I don't.
Yeah.
I watch documentaries all the time. I'm always doing homework for the good of my country.
That's right.
Always.
Yep.
And I'm always looking to be educated to learn something so I can make a difference to reestablish who we are.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for. I want good. I don't want bad. And if things are getting better, then I stand corrected.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lauren in Illinois. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in. Lauren.
Hello.
Hello.
I was talking to my friend earlier about, like, in my senior year, actually, of high school, I was in, like, standing in the school somewhere, and this gay kid comes up to me, right? And he's like, hey, you want to have my baby? And I'm like, hold on this second. I'm like, I'm not allowed to talk about Christianity, but you walk to me when you know what my faith is, because I've told you before, and you're asking me something like this when it's against what I believe. And I was like, it's happening. And I went and I told the teacher, and they didn't know the thing about it. They're like, oh, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a big deal. You know, great point, Lauren. I think it's important for people to understand real quick, because I don't want to spend time on this topic because it helps their victim mentality. Jared Polis, a representative out of D.C., is trying to get legislation passed along with the great comedian Al Franken.
Oh.
I'm being facetious, folks. I don't want to say he's a former comedian. It's comedic just due to the fact that he's even in the Senate in the state of Minnesota, and the joke is on the Minnesotans. But aside of that, they're trying to pass legislation right now that if any kid in public school feels bullied because of sexual orientation.
That's it.
Just listen to this, folks. They want to make it so that they can play the victim status to bring forth a legal lawsuit filed against anybody that intimidated them or caused them to feel inferior. Now, if that was the case, I can tell you this right now. Bradley Dean can file a lawsuit against every one of these organizations that have reported on me.
Sure.
Because it's been nothing but discrimination because of my faith. It's been nothing but discrimination because of our stance according to what the Constitution of the United States states. Common law, Article 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Oh, let's just kind of overlook that, right?
Yeah.
And let's overlook the first Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, too. But see, folks, what they're doing is they're trying to do what they can do to create the victim status. I've said it so many times, but just pay attention as to what they're trying to push down your throat today through the whole gay agenda, which is all, by the way, every argument that they have, folks, I can tell you this right now without reserve. It's all premised on a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing they say is premised on a lie. Why? Because they're living the lie.
That's right.
Okay. So thank you for the call, Lauren. What I want to do is I want to talk about saving face or saving country, and I want to put it in such a perspective for people to think about what are they doing? To think about, are you saving face? Are you trying to save reputation? Or are you trying to save your country? Because to save your country requires everything that you have within you to stand up and fight for who we are, the same way the veterans did. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com.
Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Saving face or saving country? Folks, when I think of American heroes like George Washington, John Adams, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, and all of our veterans, of course, or the heroes of the faith, Abraham, Moses, David, Joshua, and of course, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, I stop to think of their awful sacrifice which they laid on the altar of freedom for each one of us to walk in. Our founder said, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." Yet, today in this country, I see many leaders in the Christian, patriotic, and conservative rings do nothing but talk in circles, like a group of dogs chasing their tails. They say much and do nothing. They are capitulating diplomats. I don't think it gets worse than that. The more I become acquainted with America's supposed leaders over the past 40 years, the more I'm disheartened. I then understand why we are in trouble as a nation, and in the meantime, the younger generations of which I'm a part of have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, but again, the talk goes on. Our veterans fight, bleed, and die in foreign lands to uphold the Constitution. And back here at home, the American people are debating away what their veterans are sacrificing for. Instead of standing up and fighting for our God-given liberties, what do? They sit down and they talk. What does this lack of leadership come to? I can tell you. Saving face while relinquishing our American sovereignty unto a foreign power. Can you imagine George Washington folks saying, "You know what, guys," to our other founding forefathers? "I know there's a serious price to be paid through the Revolutionary War, but our future posterity isn't really worth it." Let's set up another panel to discuss this. Or can you imagine Moses taking a poll before leading the children of Israel out of Egypt? How about Jesus saying, before going to the cross to die for the sins of the world, "It's, you know, folks, I just got to tell you, this is Jesus talking. It is not at all expedient or profitable for my ministry to bear this shame in order to redeem mankind. Now, as facetious as this might sound, this is exactly why America is in such a sad position. Leaders have to be politically correct so they can hold their own sponsors and their positions because they don't want to mar their supposed reputations. They say that it's too radical to stand up in the face of tyranny or to tell God's truth because they might be called haters by a group of lawless criminals. I say, shame upon you, every single one of you. You lose face in your country while you try to save face. And let me tell you this, you're unchristian, un-American, and unpatriotic hypocrites is what you are. Folks, these people need to understand that real love is demonstrated, not spoken of. Read 1 John 3:18. And in conclusion to all of this, listen to what the second president of these United States, John Adams, rightly stated when leaving his post to us, the American people. Quote, unquote, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Now, folks, I wanted to give you some feedback from some of our articles. It's objective feedback. It's foolishness. And from that, I'll stop and I'll read off what they had actually commented on. Go ahead, Jake.
Can I give the definition for stupid just really quick so everybody understands it when we bring up stupid? This is what we're saying. Very dull, insensible, senseless, wanting in understanding, heavy and sluggish. There we go.
Thank you. Here's one of the comments left on my last article. Our veterans fight, bleed, and die in foreign lands to uphold the Constitution, dot, dot, dot. This individual said, I hate to disappoint you and your readers, but there is not one soldier fighting as of this moment to uphold the Constitution. He said, quote, unquote, our Constitution is dead. It has been dead for a long time. Can you say strain at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel? This guy's almost blaming the veterans for doing their part.
Why is it dead? As he says it is.
The soldiers are willing to fight for our Constitution while our politicians are destroying it. And by the way,
and that's the soldiers'
you
fault?
The people that are saying the same things as this individual is? You are the people allowing the politicians to do what they do? So instead of stopping it before the veterans, the young men and women have to go overseas to do their part by upholding the Constitution, by sacrificing and giving life and freedom and liberty to us, you blame the politicians and the veterans that are going over there doing their part. You should have stopped it before they had to leave American soil to go fight in the first place. But you didn't do that, did you? So where does the responsibility and where does the error lie, folks, within the individual complaining about the fact that the Constitution is dead and it's been dead for a long time? Why is it dead? Because you let it die. That's why. And by the way, that Constitution is not dead. It is not dead. It's not dead at all.
And to prove that, all it takes is one man to stand up for that which is living. If you think about any hero of the faith or anybody who stood in the past, it was usually one to two men, one, three men. They didn't stand around and say, well, it's dead, it's lost, we have no more hope. They stood and encouraged, they led others, and now we have liberties that we're living in today. It only takes one man. So the blame does not belong upon the veterans. The blame belongs upon that person that won't stand. I have more time to figure out, this is where I spend my time, and this is where the Sons of Liberty spend their time, trying to figure out how we're going to shift the pendulum, how we're going to turn this thing so that we can get to the hope that God promises in His Word. Not how much time we can take to write a blog or some kind of comment on a YouTube video about everything is dead and there's no hope for it.
Yeah. Remember Jesus when he was talking to the individuals that did nothing with the gifts that were given unto him? He saith unto them, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Isn't that interesting? So instead of, listen to this, instead of dealing with Congress before our kids have to go to an unconstitutional war, you complain about the kids that sacrifice to magnify and give life to that constitution.
Yep.
So instead of taking responsibility, you blame everybody else. And folks, this is not uncommon. We hear this garbage constantly.
Yep.
And it's like, wait a second, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a second, why are you complaining? I bet if it was your son or your daughter over there, I bet you'd probably be dealing with Congress right now to get him back home, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Because that's what's being sent through the example is that, well, it's already dead. It's done. So how much hope is that giving to anybody? Do you think things are going to get better ever by taking that type of mentality? I mean, imagine if Christ did that. Oh, look, the Jews have totally rejected me. I mean, what is the point, Lord? Just throw a lightning bolt and destroy the earth because they're going to crucify me. No, he went to redeem mankind because there is hope, and there is hope in that redemption. Samuel West brought this up in 1776. Now, folks, every single one of us in this country are grateful to God for 1776. But this was the circumstance. The love of our country, the tender affection that we have here for our wives and children, the regard that we ought to have for unborn posterity, yea, everything that is dear and sacred, do now loudly call on us to use our best endeavors to save our country. They were looking for an excuse to lay down what they had to save. And they placed all of their hope and trust in the God who promises nothing but to save.
Yeah.
You're not a Christian if you're preaching this garbage. You're not an American. You're not worth anybody. You're not even good for yourself.
No. And you know, what's interesting about the whole thing, Jake, is when I think about this whole synopsis that we're talking about right now, this whole situation that's in front of us right now, I got to take a step back and just say, you know, the more I learn, you know, the Bible says with much wisdom comes much sorrow.
Yep.
The more I learn about the conservatives, the less, or I should say, the more disheartened that I am in every sense of the word.
I agree.
The higher I go, the more I meet these nationals and, you know, as they would call them, the famous public personalities.
Yeah.
I'm disheartened to no end. And I understand clearly as to why we are where we're at today, because they're not willing to stand for anything. And that's why this country is falling for everything, because they're not willing to stand. But they have time to go to a football game.
Yeah.
They have the time to go to the bar and have a drink. They have a time to do. They have all the time in the world to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
got time to get on Fox News, got time to promote their radio show, got time to promote their ministry. A lot of these folks that you've been talking about, I remember as a younger person, well, I'm fairly young, but younger than that, I used to admire and look up to and say, wow, what great things. And then you sit down and have a discussion with them and unsanctified lips.
Yep.
I mean, they're talking and it's like, wow, that was
Remember when we went to that Constitution, was it Constitutional Coalition in Missouri?
Something like that,
a couple of years back, folks. And we sat there and we listened to this whole panel, literally all day. It would have lasted for 2 or 3 days. We stayed for 2 days of it. And we heard about the complaints and what's being taught. And what happened is we stood up. I stood up and I said, you know what? This is what we do. We're in the center of what you're complaining about. And you know what's interesting, folks? They didn't want to hear a thing we had to say. Because once they know that the job can be done, then they're out of a job. And they don't want to be embarrassed for what they leave undone.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. And I'm kidding you negative. It happens all the time. People don't want to know that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
They would rather sit around and debate away the pith and marrow of who we are. And by the way, debate is nothing more than blatant disobedience to God's commandments.
Because if it
not suggestions.
If it can't be done, what is there to risk? Well, nothing. You just stay the same way you are and feel good about yourself, because you can spew complaints and garbage and get on and
type
comments on YouTube or share on Facebook all the bad news. You got nothing to risk. But if you have to be responsible over something, guess what? You have everything to risk. And that's what shows the difference between cowards and men. Men that are willing to stand and men that aren't. A coward is somebody who knows what the truth is, but is unwilling to react or act upon it.
Do you remember when Jesus was going to the cross?
Mm-hmm.
Remember he said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children, folks? It's time to start crying for you and your children if you're going to allow Christ to be crucified. And I'm talking about the truth here. He also said to the woman that came up to him, he said, for if they'll do these things in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? In other words, when you have the light that you have and the freedom that you have, there's no excuse. We'll be right back.
The
My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or please do go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, BradleyDean1. Another comment from the WND. Did you want to go back to the Constitutional Coalition?
Yeah,
really
I was
quick?
Just going to say it.
Well, let me lay it out real quick. We went to the Constitutional Coalition, and these are a pack of people, panels of people that have the answers to what the problems are. They can identify the problem, but they don't know how to resolve, bring forth the resolve, or bring forth the answer. And we were there for 2 or 3 days in Missouri a couple years back. And what I did is I stood up and I said, hey, listen, we've already conquered that threshold that you guys are talking about. We're inside. We've done this 336 times, 300 and whatever time, yeah. You know, how many times at that point. And it seemed, folks, literally, and we run into this quite a bit, that people don't want to know that it can be done because then it requires action on their part.
Responsibility, risk.
And so what happened is, you know, I did a little talking, and, you know, these panels, they all had the right answers. It was great. But not one of them could tell me one of the victories that they had. Not one of them.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is once the panels were over, you know, we'd be all pumped up and ready to go and, you know, let's apply this. Let's make all this information applicable to what we do as a ministry and as an organization. And sure enough, you'd come downstairs, folks, and guess where they'd be hanging out? They'd be all hanging out in the bars, smoking and drinking. And I'm just thinking to myself, there it is again. And folks, this isn't a, there's no condemnation to those that walk in Christ Jesus. There's only condemnation to those that actually hate the truth and the light. And, you know, the fact of the matter is they had some light, but they didn't know how to walk it out to bring forth righteousness and establish righteousness unto a people. And it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It literally is. It's like you go in there and your heart drops. It's like, you got to be kidding me, dude. You just got done saying in front of 300, 400, 500 people what the deal was, and you're in here drinking booze? I bet your grandkids really are appreciative of what you don't do. And I bet your kids probably can't stand you because you're a hypocrite. Folks, let's call it for what it is. And this is exactly what we see of the majority of the people that we see out there. If you want to know why you are in a situation with where you're at today, and by the way, it's not just the leader's responsibility, it's yours too, because we can win the day easily if we would come together. Now, in saying that, Jake, go ahead and cap that off, and then I'll bring up one more comment from the article.
Well, first of all, there was one segment in this little meeting where actually a girl was in college and she stood up to her college board and so on and so forth and got the victory. That was the part that I clearly remember.
You're talking about the Irish lady?
Nope. She was a filmmaker, but this other one was a little girl or a girl who went to college, I think, at the University of Missouri.
You're not thinking of Brigitte Gabrielle, are you?
No, she was great too. But this particular victory, what it was the difference between having knowledge and then applying knowledge.
Yes.
This girl actually applied knowledge in her college, and they gave her an F on her thing because she wasn't pro something or other. I don't know, because she was a Christian of some sort. Yeah, she was like going to school to be a psychologist, and she talked about her Christian views.
Because she
and they
fall.
Failed her.
Yeah.
And so then they lined her up in the panel. But anyway, she stood against it and won.
Oh, that girl. She actually sued the college.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the victory to be won, and that's what we want to be talking about, because that's victory. It's actions. And if you move on, though, to another step, because we brought up the fact that the conclusion of this, you know, you'd see them in the bar smoking, drinking, laughing, having fun. Righteousness has a life of its own, and this is what a lot of people don't get, especially, and folks, listen up to me, Ron Paul supporters. Righteousness has a life of its own. When that's operating in you, you don't stop short. You don't compromise. You want that absolute victory that God promises. You don't stop short of that because you can't, because righteousness has a life of its own. If you don't have righteousness, then you're okay to learn, to go ahead and fight, and to lose because, well, it's the end times. Jesus said this would happen. It's not a big deal if we win or not. You have that operating in you. But when you walk in a righteous spirit, when you're walking clean and you're doing away with, as you said before, sitting in the bar where your grandchildren are looking at you saying, why is Daddy doing this while we're losing our country? If we're really losing our country, I really believe what he's preaching, then wouldn't he be standing for it? Because I have hope in this generation when the Lord gives the pedestal to this army, because that's what the youth are. Listen, they create news. Marketers spend billions of dollars trying to see what will the kid do next? What is his mind going to do next? How are kids communicating in school? They spend millions of dollars. The kids are ahead of the curve. All of a sudden, you get kids turned for righteousness, and you get this generation turned for righteousness, there's no stopping them. You can't stop a flash mob that's going to go on at a mall today because their favorite artist just texted them and said, flash mob at such and such a store. You can't stop them. Good luck. Why do you keep turning the other way, away from this generation, thinking it's in the blue hairs and the wealth that we used to have that doesn't exist anymore? That's not where the hope is. But I do have hope, and God has been giving that generation to this ministry because we're willing to stand for something. Listen, Wikipedia can't contest with this generation. They will destroy them. YouTube videos, the porn industry, all this stuff will be destroyed if you get this generation set on the right facet. The only way you're going to do that is not by having meetings, talking about, and then going to the bar afterwards. Is by standing, being willing to be persecuted, and go out there and show the light that Christ gives to man. That's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no help outside. There's no hope outside of that, because why would somebody turn to what they've got where they don't have to risk anything and they get their own sensual desires? They wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, this is why kids are committing suicide. It's such skyrocketing outside of the correlation between that
and
abortion,
antidepressants,
and antidepressants, so on and so forth. But give them a reason to fight.
Yep.
They'll do it.
And they do fight. I mean, they do already.
Yeah.
You just got to harness it and move it.
Martin Luther King said, if you haven't found something to die for, you haven't found something to live for.
Yeah,
and that's exactly right.
That's right. And so and if you even look in MLK, back at the time, here's what happened. The civil rights started. Everybody's roaring. Everybody's going. The adults are going out in protests and marching. And it started to get hard. And then they didn't want to do it anymore. It wasn't so fun. So guess what the kids did? They started sitting at counters. The kids even rebuked Martin Luther King Jr. because there were certain instances where he wasn't willing to do something, and they were. Yeah. They crossed the line and went out. That was no disrespect to MLK.
No, it wasn't
whatsoever.
Because I wanted to interject really quick, and you're talking about the Freedom Riders. If you remember right, Martin Luther King's warning came to pass because they burned that bus.
That's right. But those kids said, you know what? Just like Paul did, you know what? This may be my girdle. I may be going to get delivered up, but this is why I came to this earth.
Yeah.
I'm serving this purpose, and that was right to do. And that's what this generation will do.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is they're already doing it if they can be harnessed. What did Moses continually tell those adults in that generation that he was leading through the wilderness? Teach your children, teach your children, teach your children. Folks, just like the other day, and I don't know if I brought this up on the radio, but I remember my little boy came outside of my office. He had a little piece of candy, or my little daughter did. She had a piece of candy. He said, Dad, can I have one of these? I said, no, not right now. So then my little boy, who's younger than her, came out with a piece of candy. I saw my little daughter watching from the doorway to see what I would do with my little boy. My little boy said, Dad, can I have this candy? My daughter was watching to see what I would do, not listening to any of my words, just seeing, what's Daddy going to do? And folks, this generation is watching you. They're going to learn what to do by what you do, not by what you say, not by your meetings, not by any of that stuff, but by the victories that you bear, because that's going to speak louder than any words can.
And I think it's important for people to understand, too, we're not you know, only cursing the darkness, but we're also lighting the way.
In the
leading the way. Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. I think it's important, too, for people to understand, Jake, that having knowledge is one thing, but when you bring forth that knowledge into action, that equals wisdom, is what it is. And now people want to hear, how did you do that? And by the way, that's what leaders are filled with. Our wisdom is wisdom.
Yep.
And that's what we need, is wise leaders. Listen to what the Lord said in Deuteronomy 4:6. It's real difficult, folks. What did Albert Einstein say? If you can't explain it, then it's because you don't understand it.
If you can't explain it in simple terms, it's because you really don't understand what you're trying to explain.
That's right. So this is about as simple as it gets. Behold, I've taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, this is Moses, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it.
Yeah.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Folks, it's amazing. After 9/11, there was no crime. Zero, zilch. It was interesting how everybody began to flood the churches, to be misinformed, by the way.
Yeah.
Why did everybody run to God when we were under attack? I got a good feeling, folks. We're coming up to something again real soon. And watch everybody turn to God. And all of a sudden, all those words, those sons of liberties continuously kept pounding and driving. All of a sudden, they come back to me. It's like, oh, I remember when I heard that. Oh, I'm responsible for that truth. Let me tell you something, folks. You are. I end with this. This is another comment from WND. Jake, why don't you go ahead and read this one? Because this is kind of like blowing my own horn.
That's true.
It's just a great comment, and this is one that our producer threw up there. Thank you for throwing it up there, too, by the way.
It says, tell it like it is, Bradley. Don't listen to the traitorous reprobates below this post either, as he is an anti-constitutional, voluntarist, and humanist who advocates abolishing our Constitution.
Let's stand up, fight the good fight. A faith, and we'll win the day, folks. Talk to each other. We love you by what we do. You got the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and we will talk at you tomorrow. God bless.
The strong old tree, and the strong old tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons.